Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Is Kira with you too?
No, she's asleep.
Okay.
She's tired, she said.
Okay, well, what?
Yes.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Auntie Janet, are you on the line?
Yes. Auntie Janet, I have Stacy, and I have my granddaughter, also Janet, joining us tonight.
Okay. Well,
I'm
good. Yeah. Okay. We have Lauren.
Thank you. Mom and Dad. Yeah.
Good evening.
Okay, I had to figure out. Welcome. Okay. All righty. We have Auntie Betty.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, welcome.
Thank
hey,
you.
Let me do a quick roll call. If I miss any names, please let me know. Shout out. I have Auntie Janet, Stacy, and Janet, Auntie Dot, Mom and Pop, Loretta, and Auntie Betty, and Sister Shirley.
Yeah.
And Auntie Carrie.
Hi, Auntie Carrie.
Hey.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the line. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, I'll pick up reading in Exodus 16, and it goes on to say, now they left Elam and journeyed on into the Shem wilderness between Elam and Mount Sinai. Arriving there on the 15th day of the second month after leaving Egypt, there too, the people spoke bitterly against Moses and Aaron. Oh, that we were back in Egypt, they moaned, and that the Lord had killed us there. For there we had plenty to eat, but now you have brought us into this wilderness to kill us with starvation. Then the Lord said to Moses, look, I am going to rain down food from heaven for them. Everyone can go out each day and gather as much food as needed, and I will test them in this to see whether they will follow my instructions or not. Tell them to gather twice as much as usual on the sixth day of each week. Amen. That was the reading out of Exodus 16, 1 through 5.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Everyone, please bow their heads for the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude, in love, and through precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, according to John 14:13-14, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So we ask you, Father, to force out, drive out, and cast out Satan and command all evil spirits in our presence, powerless and harmless, and unable to come back this day and all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Okay, do we have any others to join? Angela?
No. No,
okay. All right, okay. We're going to go ahead and get started with the program. I want to welcome our T. Care and Sister Shirley back. We missed you guys last week, amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And we welcome Stacy and Janet. Amen. Okay,
amen.
Tonight is an open session, so I will go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start out with Mom.
Okay. I'm going to read a passage from Numbers 13 through 26.
Amen.
9 of 33. And it said, grasshopper mentality. In this passage, we read the report given to Moses by the spies. He said to investigate the land that God promised to his people. The majority report was depressing, dark, negative, and faithless because in these men's minds, their only hope was in their own ability. They could not see themselves as grasshoppers among so great a people. Admittedly, the fact they reported was true. The people also were powerful. The city was fortunate and very large. Giants was in the land. The people was of great size. It was a land that devoured its inhabitants. But these 10 men had a grasshopper mentality, a mentality that produced fear, doubt, anger, anxiety, apostasy, bitterness, deepness and love and low self-esteem in them. Such a mentality caused them to forget the promise of God. They forget the covenant that he had made with Israel to be their God. And they forgot the great and wonderful work that he had already done for them. However, the majority report, that of Joshua and Caleb, in Numbers 14:7-9, was also true. We are well able to overcome. The land is exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land. How many times have we, as human beings, God children of God, become so preoccupied with our struggle and our care that we have allowed fear, doubt, and anxiety to cause us to forget the wonderful work and power of God with a grasshopper mentality. We see things as they appear, and we walk by sight, but if we walk by faith, we will see that the Lord is with us. God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and the self disbelief. What a wonderful hope for the believer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Numbers. And that would take me to Auntie Janet.
I would like to share from my devotional today, God's Amen. Love.
Amen.
God's love is for you. It's not dependent on how you look, how you think, how you act, how perfect you are. His love is absolutely fixed upon you. God loves us because he is love, and nothing can change his love for us. No matter what you do, no matter how far you fall into sin, no matter how ugly you become, God has a relentless, undying, unstoppable love that you cannot be separated from, ever. Not death, not life, not angels, nothing now, nothing in the future, no power, nothing in the whole world will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. So run to Jesus. Jesus wants you to come to him. He wants to become the most important person in your life. He wants to be the greatest love you will ever know. He wants you to love him so much that there is no room in your heart and your life for sin. Invite him to come and live in your heart. The love of God is beyond our imagination. Ask God to help you understand his love in your heart, to be filled with his love, to see that all God's plan for your life is based on absolutely nothing but his love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of God's love. And I will pick up with Daddy. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading a verse or two for the epistle, crazy epistle of John. That we were from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and showing to you that eternal life is with the Father. And what manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. You also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy, out of John. And let's see. Sister Shirley, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Betty, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. The whole armor of God. It's the final word. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty power in this dark world. against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God, righteousness. For shoes, put on peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the spirit arrow of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayer for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right word so I can boldly explain God's mystery plan, that the good news is for the Jews and the Gentile alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message of God. I am God's ambassador, so pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Ephesians. Let's see here. Stacy, is there anything you want to share with the group at this time, or you want to wait till later?
Now.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Can you
hear
a song?
I'm
going to
read the 23rd Psalm.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Great reading, Stacy.
Thank you.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalms. And Auntie Carrie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read from 1 Corinthians 13.
Amen.
If I speak with tongues of men and of angels, I have not love. I have become a sounding brass of a clinging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vanishes not. Not itself puffed up. Does not behave unseemly. Seek not its own. Does not provoke. Take no account of evil. Rejoice not in unrighteousness, but rejoice with truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hope all things. Endure all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when But when that which is perfect is come, that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I felt as a child. I thought as a child. Now that I become a man, I have put away childish things. But we know we see in the mirror darkness, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know fully, even also was fully known. But abide in faith, hope, love, these three. The greatest of these are love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of 1 Corinthians. Let's see. It takes me to Angela. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I want to share a sermon from my pastor, Bishop Alexis Thomas. The title is, Oh, That Your Hand Would Be With Me. God stretched the limits of your influence and opportunity. Suddenly, things start to plummet. You may start doubting yourself. This feeling is called dependence, which means you're walking with the Lord Jesus. The moment you stop feeling dependent is the moment you are back away from truly living by faith. To feel you can't do it is how you're supposed to feel. Dependence upon God makes heroes of ordinary people like Jabez, you, and me. Because it forces us to cry out, Oh, that your hand would be with me. This releases God's power to accomplish his will and bring him glory through all those seemingly impossibilities. Jabez enlarged territory became a human-sized task that made him recognize he needed God's divine hand. He could have turned back or keep going on his own strength. Instead, he prayed. We should seek God's blessing of our ultimate act of worship and ask him to do more for him should be our utmost ambition. Then we should ask for God's hand upon us as our strategic choice to seek, sustain, and continue the great things that God has begun in our lives. That's why you could call God's hand on you the touch of greatness. You do not become great. You become dependent on the strong hand of God. You surrender. Need turns into his unlimited opportunity. He becomes great through you. A letter to the clouds, you should tell God, please do this in me because I can't do it alone. It's too big for me. Then you step out in faith to do and say things that could only come from his hand. Afterwards, your spirit is shouting, God did that. Nobody else. God carried me, gave me the words, gave me the power, and it's wonderful. God's power is in us, under us, through us, is what turns dependence into unforgettable experiences of completeness. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. That was a sermon that your preacher did, correct? That your pastor did?
Yes.
Amen. Okay, Janet, any news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, Psalms 139, 1 through 10.
Amen.
Yeah.
It says, Oh, Lord, have me, and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You behold. Discern my going out, my lying. you are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it complete. You hem me in. You see me before. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depth, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Tanner. That was great reading as well.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Amen. Keep it up. Okay, Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 122.
Amen.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gate, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribe go up, the tribe of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set stones of judgment and stones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall profit that love thee. Peace be within their walls and prosperity within their palace. For my brother and companion's sake, I will now say, please be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Dot. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, that completes that part of the program. And I would say we move right into the sick and shut in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work that you are doing for Daddy Werner, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Sidaria, Tally and family, LaTanya, the Norris family, Carlos, Isaiah, the Wells family, Rossiter family, Calvin, Ruth Edwards, Angela Burns, Jessica Smith, Vicki Hussman, Michelle Bessler, Angela Patton, Charles and Val, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Janet Williams, the Moody family, Josh and Kim, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Edith Tipman, Quentin, Rayco, Lenny and family, Jerry and Terry, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the work that you're performing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the love that you show us daily, and we ask that you continue to lay your healing hands upon our sick and shut in and give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we're at the part for the birthdays, March 15th through the 21st. Anyone we need to recognize it on those dates?
John Dimmer, 21st.
John the 21st, amen. Any other birthdays?
Michelle Greenlee, the 23rd.
Michelle?
Michelle Greenlee, the 23rd.
Amen.
That's
Any
Marie's granddaughter.
Huh? That's Marie's granddaughter. Oh, Marie's granddaughter. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize? Okay, we have a birthday on the 21st and on the 23rd. And let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor and do the birthday song?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday.
All right.
Many more. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Amen. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, a testimony, or a song or a poem. And if neither of those, you can just say pass. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Carrie, do you have a praise report, testimony, song, or a poem to share with the group tonight?
Amen.
I pass.
Amen. Okay, all right, we're moving on. Angela? Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to choke out.
No, come back to me, though.
Okay. All right. Daddy, I know you have a testimony.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Share what's on your heart, Daddy.
Okay, I am going to share. First, I'd like to say, I thank God for letting me be here.
Amen.
Oh, I went down Wednesday and had a surgery done on my eye. And went back Thursday. He said too much pressure in my eye for 57. Pressure was 57. And he stuck two needles in my eye. Ooh, you know, he's talking about hood. And my head ain't got back right yet. But and it went back Friday, and he said the pressure was 26.
Amen.
Amen.
If we had to go do that again, I'm not gonna let him stick on the my eye no more for that. And so he checked the Friday, and it was looking good. And my wife, she said, it's looking good, so that makes me feel better.
Amen.
It's kind of crazy how it goes when I'm trying to read, but I ain't going to let it stop me, you know.
Amen.
Thank God. The devil is a liar.
Yeah, right. Everything will be on the floor for you. Okay, I'll read another line or two here. Sin separates us from God. Therefore, just as through one man sin in the world, and death through him have brought death to all men, therefore, all have sinned. Then, when desire has continued, it gives birth to sin, and sin, which is full grown, brings forth death. But your iniquity has separated you from your God, and your sin has hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. All righteousness lead to life. He who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. All right. Thank you for that testimony, Daddy, and the reading. Sin separate us from God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Auntie Betty, praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, you know I love to try to sing, dog.
Amen. Praise God.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. I believe I'll say that again.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. Been good to me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's been good to me too. Amen. 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 Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Let's see. Janet, anything else you want to share with the group? A song, a poem, testimony, a praise?
Yes. Loretta.
Uh huh.
They're going to sing Janet, Stacy, Taylor, and Ivana, the mother. They're
going to
sing.
Oh, my goodness. We got a, what is that, a quartet?
Okay. They're going to sing. This is Rodriguez group.
Uncle Jensen, this one is for you.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. I love to praise Him.
I love to praise His name.
I love to praise Him.
I love to praise His name.
I love to praise Him.
I love to praise His name.
Oh, I love to praise His holy name. He's our rock. He's our rock. My rock, my soul, my shield.
He's a will.
He's a will. In the middle of the wind.
He's never,
never let you down.
He's just a jewel.
He's just a jewel that I have found.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise His name. Oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love the praise of the name of Father. I love the praise of the name of Father. I love the praise of the name of
Father. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, we need more songs like that on Sundays. I love to praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that song. I missed one of the names. I have Stacy, Janet, Kayla, and I missed the other person's name.
Ivana.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you so
He's
much. You guys did a great job.
Amen.
Please come back and share with us some more songs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, do you have a song to sing?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a testimony? Well, fill us in on Mario, right?
Yes. Oh, he do have a job. He have a job, and he end up staying here. He's working up in Apparatus, so he ain't got to go to Detroit, wherever he's supposed to be going. Anyway, he's
okay.
staying in Atlanta. So
Amen.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God's
Amen.
Good.
Yeah, and Sean got her a car, so that's great news right there.
Amen.
All right, Sean.
Amen.
I know you probably
and
going
hope
hallelujah.
To have a job one day a week.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all right. All right. That's a handful of testimony. Praise
Amen.
Report. All right.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Sister Shirley, is there any song you want to sing to the group tonight?
No, I have a full song. I can't sing. But I'm back home now. I'm back in Augusta for good. So.
Okay.
Praise God for that. Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Let's see. Mom, any
yes.
song you want to sing tonight? Praise report?
No.
Testimony?
I'm just going to read out of a book that Rules of the Road and a Guide to Spiritual Growth is by O.M. Clouds.
God, okay.
We can't hide from God. Jonah must have had a very limited view of God, of mysticism. He behaved as though he believed that he could actually run from God and not be found. When we have been disobedient to God, most of us long for a place to run and escape. Some of us try and escape into substance abuse, such as alcoholism and drug addiction. Some escape into the world as an eating disorder or a compulsion to exercise. Others try to escape into a glamorous and exciting lifestyle. Still others turn to workaholics to escape the fact that they are avoiding God's will. We may trot from place to place, but wherever we go, God is there. David understood that God is ever present. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the deep, you are there. That's Psalm 139:7. And 8 in our NIV said, we can spend our lifetime running to pursue our own interests, but when the final day approaches, no one asks, how much power did you accumulate? How far did you go up the corporate ladder? How many men, women, did you seduce? How much money do you have in your 401k? How many people sought your autobiography? The disobedience cannot feel the part that we cease when we separate ourselves from God because we refuse to do God's will. When we try to escape from God, we are being disobedient. When we run from God, the heart can find no peace, and the soul can find no rest. Jonah could not even take a simple boat ride. His great escape only landed him in the belly of a fish. Sometimes God to isolate us in order to get our attention. Jonah probably gained a total different perspective as he sat in the belly of that fish. He even may have been to think, well, I should at least go back and warn those people. He may have bombarded the Lord with a string of a promise, like, Lord, if I just have the chance, I will do things differently this time. Once we get quite long enough to realize that we have been listening to the wrong voice, the right voice begins to sound.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Awful good. I don't know what that was. God's voice sounded so good to us that we sometimes feel that we have to make promises out of attitude. Promise like, if I ever get out of this, I am going to, as anointing as it may seem, to do the thing that God has called us to do. Just think of how danger it is to actually go against God's will. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, my 3-year-old grandson wants to share with the group tonight, and this is Kamarian. You ready, Kamarian? Okay.
Hi.
Wake up.
Hi, Kamarian. With good things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Kamar. And thank you for that reading, Mom, on guide to spiritual growth. Amen. 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 That leading me back to Angela.
Okay. I can decide what I want to do, so I'm going to bring it together. Okay. God's response to our prayers is always filled with love. He hears even the quietest murmurs and knows the deepest longings of our soul. He perceives every need before it is even a part of our reality. God is love, and we can trust his love at all times, in all circumstances. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God. His love never fails. God never fails. Knowing this truth, how is your spirit wanting to commune with his spirit? If there's something you've been burdened with for yourself, your family, your church, or your community, then pray earnestly. Be bold in your prayers. God's love is strong, and he will respond to the prayers of his people. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? We all will see how great is our God. Is the name above all means. He is worthy of our praise. But heart will see how great is my God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. How's going with that one, sister? Amen.
Amen.
Great is our God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, such a wonderful program tonight. I enjoyed everything everyone shared tonight. Let's see. We're going to move on to giving out parts for next week. Do everyone have their program? If not, we can follow through with you to the parts. I want to go ahead and assign parts tonight. And Angela promised that we'll have a new program next week in our hand.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. So we're in Noah. If anyone has a program, we're on page 30.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, it says lesson on Noah. And Angela, I have you doing the first part of the lesson out of Genesis 6:8. Auntie Carrie, I have you do. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, you said page 30?
No, the first page 30. Page 30. And you're going to do the lesson.
Okay, got it.
You with me?
Yes, I'm good. You can go ahead.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
Uh-huh.
Noah, Beals, and Art?
Right.
Okay, let's see here. Do any of the kids want a part? Auntie Janet, do any of the kids want a part?
You want a part? Kayla? Yes, Kayla. Kayla does.
Kayla? Okay, Kayla, do the bold and the great flood. And Sister Shirley, you do the italic. Amen.
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 Bear with me. My pen stopped working. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, all right. Okay, God makes a promise to Noah. Can I get that to Auntie Marie? Can someone pass that on to her?
Yeah.
God makes a promise to Noah. The next lesson, I would like to give that to Auntie Janet and Daddy. Auntie Janet, you do the italic, and Daddy do the bowl. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, for first question, did the great flood really happen? That goes to Auntie Betty. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
What become of Noah's Ark? Who's left?
Auntie Your Dot. Mom and Auntie Dot.
Okay, Auntie Dot.
Yes.
What become of Noah's Ark? And why is everything in the Bible story of Noah's repeated twice? That's Mom.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the closing response reading. Is anybody else left? Everybody has a part.
Say to mom the part.
Who?
Oh, Stacy wants to do the birthday.
Stacy wants to do the birthday, okay. C-A-C-Y.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome. Okay, and the closing response, I'll take it if no one else wants it.
Amen.
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 Amen. So does that cover everyone?
Yes.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just want to personally thank the kids, Kayla, Stacy, Havana, and Janet. Thank you so much,
Amen.
And we welcome you back anytime. Amen.
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 Thank you,
Kadarius. Oh, and Kamarian. That was Kamarian. That was the youngest one.
Yeah.
Amen, Kamarian. He say this every day. I don't know why he don't just be on the prayer line, but amen.
Amen.
Is there anything anyone else wants to share before I turn it over to Angela to do the closing prayer?
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
Our cousin, Wyvonia Franklin, she died today, and her service, they said, will be Saturday.
Wyvonia?
Franklin.
Oh, Franklin. Okay, that's Uncle Kurt.
That's Uncle Ed.
Uncle Ed.
Uncle
Ed.
Granddaughter.
Yeah, daughter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Granddaughter. And it's on Saturday.
It's his daughter.
Yeah.
Uncle Ed daughter?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Amen.
Where the funeral going to be?
I forget the name of the thing, but I'll let you know.
Ryder Rucker on County Road.
At 1 o'clock.
Okay. At 1.
Yes. Okay, all right. Thank you for that information, Auntie Carrie. Thank you. All right. Anything else anyone else want to share? Amen. All right, Angela, I'm turning it over to you. Take us home.
Okay. Before I do the closing prayer, I just want to let's take a moment in silence for my cousin, Miss Franklin. Okay, please bow your heads.
Amen.
Of course, this concludes our program for tonight, and we just want to thank everyone for participating. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of our time together, we thank you for what has been accomplished here today. May the matters discussed today cause us to advance and seek growth in all areas of our lives. May we leave here recognizing you are the God of all wisdom, and you are willing to lead us forward. This we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, everyone put on your full suit of armor for the week.
Yeah.
Every day has a different situation to deal with, so put on your full suit of armor. Have a blessed week, and we love you.
Love you too.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Have a blessed week.
Good night.